A United Nations official says Israel is refusing to cooperate with the Human Rights Council's probe of the deadly attack on the Turkish aid flotilla. 9 Turkish activists lost their lives when Israeli commandos attacked the aid ships back on May the 31st. A member of the UN fact-finding mission, Juan Carlos Monge, says that Tel Aviv has yet to cooperate with his team investigating the incident. In contrast, according to Monge, Turkey and Jordan have allowed free access to government officials and witnesses. Tel Aviv is not commenting on the allegation. A report will be presented to the UN on September the 27th. The flotilla aid ships were attacked in international waters while heading to the blockaded Palestinian territory of Gaza. Now let's go live to Gaza, where Assistant Professor of Political Science Hani Al-Bassous is standing by. Mr. Al-Bassous, thank you for joining us. Why does Israel refuse to cooperate with the United Nations probe?
Well, of course, Israel would not cooperate with the United Nations because that means some Israeli soldiers would be investigated by the UN committee, and Israel considers itself above the international law. And we have no incident in the past in which the Israeli government has cooperated with the international community or with the UN concerning such investigations. By doing this, they are doing an illegal action and not cooperating with the international community. And this would open the door for many question marks about the ability of the United Nations to enforce the international law and ability of the international community to bring the Israeli government and the Israeli soldiers into an independent investigation to look at the whole situation and what happened in the high sea, in which 9 Turkish peace activists who were coming to the Gaza Strip were killed. Such incident would bring the attention of the international community about the legality of the Zionist entity, this entity which has been killing innocent Palestinian people in Gaza and the West Bank, and trying to justify all their own action against the Palestinian people and against the international community. Such a situation, as I said, would have many question marks about the international community and what they're supposed to do in order to protect Palestinian people and protect the international activists who would come to Gaza Strip, who would bring food and medicine and other supplies to the Palestinian people who have been under siege. Therefore, I would believe myself that the Israeli entity has violated the international humanitarian law and violated all basic laws, and no one could bring the Israeli entity into justice.
That's right. That's the belief of many others as well. Now, the investigating team is due to present its findings to the UN Human Rights Council in, let's say, late September. Now, the UN report on the war on Gaza, I mean the Golestan report, could not hold Israel accountable. Do you think this will be any different this time?
Well, I'm not sure if the new committee would hold the Israeli side accountable for the crime, but it has been clear for everybody the Israeli army have committed a crime in the high sea, and this would have no clarification more than what we have witnessed in the sea, and we have on the camera those soldiers were coming from the helicopter shooting at innocent people. The investigation should be clear and should be independent with objectivity, and the international community with the UN should not fear any consequences by United States or the Israeli side. The committee which has been formed by the United Nations should take its own action and should not fear any consequences, as I said, from anyone.
Okay, many thanks for your thoughts, Mr. Hani Al-Bassous, Assistant Professor of Political Science from Islamic University of Gaza. Appreciate it, sir.